Matthew in San Jose, you're on KGO.
Dr. Bill, it's always a pleasure. I'm a general building contractor. One of the questions I had for you was, my son is taking algebra in high school, and as a building contractor, I find no use in algebra. Why is he taking algebra?
I can give you 100 problems that come up in any real design job. Look, you know, if he wants to be in the building contractor and you want to go into building big buildings and structures, hey, it's all mathematics and algebra. Okay, you haven't counted it because you can by guess and by golly and run a cookbook if you're just building ordinary houses.
Yeah, that's but what I'm doing. Let me give you new construction.
Okay, let me give you one of my favorite little exams here or problems. Suppose I have a pile of bricks. Okay.
Yes.
And they're all identical.
And
I want to know how much a brick weighs.
Yes.
But I can't weigh it exactly, but I fool around with a balance scale, and I find out if I put one brick on one side of the balance scale and a half a brick plus a 10-pound weight on the other side, it balances.
Right.
So that means that brick weighs 10 pounds plus half a brick, doesn't it?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. In algebra, you'd say a brick equals 10 pounds plus half a brick.
Right, but in practice...
Now, hold a second before you run away. You think that's easy? What's the answer? If a brick weighs 10 pounds plus half a brick, how much does a brick weigh?
10 pounds plus half a brick? Of course, it's a mathematical question that
You ask, what do you do with algebra? I'm telling you. Solve that. Come on. Tell me how you solve that now. I said a brick weighs 10 pounds plus half a brick. How much does a brick weigh?
5 pounds.
No, you're dead wrong. Look, if a brick weighed 5 pounds,
right,
how could that balance half of 5 plus 10 on the other side?
Right.
You know how to cut a brick in half, don't you?
Yeah, with a concrete saw.
Sure. Okay. We'll do it. You're a contractor. That's why I gave you this. I mean, why I used bricks. See.
Sure.
Now, if you have that, you know that you've discovered that. How much does a brick weigh?
Well, a real brick?
You're answering the reason why your son's taking algebra.
Yeah.
Now let me show you. Now let me take you through this, because this is the best way to explain algebra, if you think it's so difficult or trivial. You have a balance scale. It says a brick on one side equals 10 pounds, a known quantity, right?
Right.
Plus half a brick. Now what you'd really like to know is if you'd like to have a whole brick on the left side, say, and a known quantity on the right side, and you got the answer, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, how do we get the half a brick off of the right-hand side and still keep the scale balanced? How do we get that half a brick off of there?
Cut the brick in half.
Take a half a brick off of both sides, and the scale will still balance, won't it?
Yes, sir.
Now what's left? We have a half a brick on the left equals 10 pounds.
Yes.
If half a brick equals 10 pounds, how much does a whole brick equal?
20 pounds.
There's your answer, isn't it? And that's called algebra. You see, that's all there is to algebra, is thinking logically.
But, Dr. Bill, I don't understand how algebra applies to practical application as a general building contractor.
Well, because you haven't built anything difficult yet, that's all. For instance, you haven't had to take 100,000 square feet of lot size and figure optimally how many dwellings you could put on it and optimize that according to the square footage per dwelling, see?
Well, that sounds more like a Class A contractor.
What do you want your son to be, a Class B contractor all his life? Look, I am amazed now. You're asking a question, you're getting my dander up a little bit.
You're saying because
I never had to use this and I never had to be a Class A contractor. Why should my son strive to do that? Your son should learn algebra so he knows how to do things you don't. That's what my dad told me. See?
Yeah, I do respect that because I deal with 2x4s and plywood and remodel and...
Yeah, with a 2x4, you can bust a mule over the nose and you can be a cowboy, okay? But what do you want? Do you want your son to be more than that?
Oh, absolutely. I hope okay. he
Let me tell you a story. Hey, let me tell you the best answer for your son, and there are a lot of fathers and many others listening. There's a great lesson I learned from a great professor at Berkeley when I used to ask this question. And he said, you know, if you really learn to do something well... Now, you're a good carpenter, probably, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
If you really know how to do something very well, you'll always have a job, won't you?
Yes, sir.
Working for the guy who knows why. And you see, that's why you're not a Class A contractor. He knows why, and you don't.
Exactly.
Now, do you want your son to know why?
Yes, sir.
Have him take the algebra and do very well in it. Okay. Thanks for calling.